You're smart. Your TV is smart. That's why you cut the cord. But you need one more thing.
Alaska's News Source. Watch live or when it's convenient for you, here's how.
Just search Alaska's News Source on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, or Android TV. Install and enjoy.
It's completely free and has everything you need in one spot.
Breaking news.
Statewide weather. In-depth investigations.
Start streaming Alaska's News Source live today.
I knew there were people on that plane. It must have been horrifying.
Today on the Morning Edition, chilling video captures the moment a plane crashes in Fairbanks and the last words from the pilot. Two people are presumed dead. The latest developments in the investigation. Plus. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses, coast to coast, along with reports of escalating tensions with Jewish students. What's new this morning and later?
This is just playtime now.
He's been singing to sold-out crowds for decades. Now Barry Manilow can add one more record to the history books. We go behind the curtains as the Morning Edition starts now. A good morning, everyone. Thanks for waking up, joining us here on a Wednesday, halfway into the week. And boy, what a nice sunshiny day we had yesterday, too.
It has been amazing. We've been enjoying some great sunshine. It'd be great to see that for the rest of the week.
I mean, we've got more sunshine today. We are talking about those temperatures steadily warming back into the lower 50s. In fact, we could even see some mid-50s later this afternoon through parts of South Central. Starting off the morning, though, there is a slight chill in the air as we're seeing those temperatures dip down near freezing. We're at 35 degrees in Anchorage. You can see those winds out of the west at 6 miles per hour. So we are seeing many locations as we start off this morning sitting near or below freezing for the first part of the day. You can see across the region, we've got 33 in Wasilla, 28 degrees in Talkeetna. The cold spot, Gulkana, coming in at 25 degrees. Many areas across South Central will continue to hold on to that sunshine, much like we saw yesterday. Limited cloud coverage can be expected, at least for inland areas of South Central. If you live out near Kenai, Nikiski, Soldotna, Homer, as well as Seward, even parts of a large portion of the Kenai, you are expected to see anywhere from partly cloudy to partly sunny conditions as we head throughout the remainder of your Wednesday. Even with that said, it's still going to be a gorgeous afternoon as we're going to see those temperatures make a run back into the lower 50s. We hit the 50s yesterday, and we'll likely see that through the rest of this week. So notice as that sun rises, we are going to see those temperatures warm back into the upper 30s. And then by this afternoon, you can see those temperatures breaking into the 50s once again. We have seen 2 days so far this season where those temperatures climbed into the 50s. And with this ridge of high pressure with us, notice those temperatures through the overnight hours up under partly cloudy skies. They are expected to drop back into the mid-30s. So we're still holding on to this somewhat cool weather pattern, but warm afternoons. You can see the warmest stretch of weather in the valley where we are going to see those temperatures today climbing into the mid-50s. You can see out towards coastal regions, slightly cooler where we will hold on to a bit more cloud coverage, but we're going to continue to chase daily highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine both today. Starting tomorrow, clouds do increase, and we do have some limited rain chances across South Central. I'll have all of those details in that 7-day forecast for you coming up.
Tell them I love them. Tell them I love them. New audio obtained this morning of the last words of the pilot to air traffic control after it crashed along the Tanana River. Then all contact with the plane is lost. As you wake up this morning, authorities are less than 24 hours into the investigation and no survivors have been found.
We want to warn you, this video is disturbing. There is new information as several witnesses have come forward to tell what they saw. Joe Kadat has this morning's top story.
You know, I think we're past it. I think we're...
Oh, there it is.
In Mike Emmer's security camera footage, you can see the Douglas C-54 as it flies near his farm Tuesday morning in Fairbanks. The aircraft was carrying two people as it moved through the sky on fire.
I knew there were people on that plane and wondering what was going through their heads, and it must have been horrifying.
Emmer says he heard explosions in the air and on the ground.
I was working in my office. I heard an explosion, looked out the window, and there was a plane on fire. It traveled over my farm field, and then there was another explosion, which I assumed was where it crashed. I knew it was gonna. It was flying low. I was pretty sure it was going down, so it Then there was another very loud explosion, rocked the houses here.
That's when Emmer says he, his son, and a neighbor ran about a quarter to a third of a mile to the crash site.
When we got to the crash site, there was debris absolutely everywhere. Plane parts, clothes, personal belongings, all sorts of things.
The National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska Region Chief, Clint Johnson, says three of the agency's investigators are on scene in Fairbanks.
This airplane crashed into a bluff, and then the wreckage ended up on the Tanana River. So obviously the Tanana River is in the process of breakup, so that is going to obviously complicate our investigation.
The plane crashed near Callenberg Road, about 7 miles southwest of the airport. Law enforcement has said no survivors have been found.
We don't know really right now if the airplane was trying to return, if there was some radio contact made. That's part of the investigation that will come probably in the next 24 or 48 hours.
Joe Kadat, Alaska's news source.
Troopers are working with the NTSB on this investigation. You can see all of our coverage on this developing situation right now on the Alaska's news source app.
The Anchorage Assembly honing in on the possible future of Anchorage's largest homeless camp and the land on which it sits. The ordinance passed rezones the Nation Archive site near Cuddy Park. It effectively amends the zoning map, changing it from mixed residential use to multifamily residential mixed use. The change is so the land could serve as additional housing in the area, as the sale of the property could be coming soon, also passing unanimously. An amendment to allow ecological restoration on the site, and another to ensure the most buildable land possible.
And the purpose of this is to communicate to the planning staff that when a proposal comes forward, the idea isn't to be limited by what the strict restrictions are, but to try to figure out as aggressively as possible to achieve the goal of the maximum development that's possible on this land.
The administration has proposed a rezone of the former National Archive site with the intent eventually for the municipality to dispose of the site, so to sell it to a private party for development. And so right now this is the first step.
Rivera maintains selling the site will be the next step for the municipality. He says he has worries there may be a lack of vision in terms of a final development, but he hopes the administration was listening closely to last night's conversations. The Assembly also swore in a new Eagle River member and representative, Mark Littlefield.
The Assembly also voting unanimously to verify the April 2nd municipal election results. Assembly Chair Chris Constant reporting more than 72,000 Alaskans voted. With the official count comes formal confirmation of a runoff election for mayor after no candidate won 45% of the vote. The runoff election will be between the top two candidates, Suzanne LaFrance and incumbent mayor Dave Bronson. Runoff election ballots will be mailed out starting next Tuesday. Anchorage voting centers open on May 7th, which is also the deadline to request a replacement ballot. Runoff election day is a week later, and the public session of Canvas will be on Wednesday, May 29th. The special assembly meeting for the certification of the runoff will be that Friday, and all of this information is available on alaskasnewssource.com.
Turning to Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are getting ready to hear over a proposal for a constitutional amendment to decide if public funds can be used for religious and private homeschool expenses. This follows a Superior Court judge's decision that homeschool allotments of public funds are unconstitutional. Some state senators have already expressed opposition and maintain they are working to strengthen the current state law. Two-thirds of lawmakers would first have to approve the proposal in order for it to make it on the ballot this November.
A hands-on lesson in local politics is one that also made headlines in the Mat-Su last fall. Carly Schreck takes us inside student advisory board meeting that follows the school board changing a policy limiting student presentation.
Is there a second?
What's normally a science classroom at Mat-Su Career Tech High School has been transformed into a hub for local government.
The body meetings are once a month, and they're held in the second week of the month.
Student representatives from 14 schools across the district getting a first-hand lesson on how government operates at the most local level.
Our goal is is to kind of reflect the school board or the borough assembly or even Congress. And the goal is to have these students see what writing these things are like. And we use real language that you would see in a real policy or law, so that way when students see it in the real world, it's not surprising to them.
It's a lesson in politics, MatSU civics teacher Christy Shea says extends far beyond the classroom.
If you don't have a seat at the table, there's no representation, and people make decisions without you, and it's too late once policy is made. And it's really easy to get involved.
Are you calling me?
As these teenagers continue a mission to be the voice of their scholastic constituents, even after the MatSU school board voted in favor of a controversial change in policy that removed student representation from the dais.
It was intended as more of a privilege for the student body.
In a statement provided by the district Tuesday afternoon, Superintendent Randy Traney said in part that the district supports civics education by providing in-class instruction across multiple classes such as U.S. history, government, and civics, while providing multiple opportunities for students to engage in extracurricular activities that focus on civics, such as school-based student government, leadership clubs, and the district-wide student government association. Going on to say the board has prioritized interacting with multiple student leadership organizations during board meetings. With student outrage over the decision continuing to settle, the Student Advisory Board says they're showing their commitment to student voices across the district by running their own form of government.
The next item on our agenda is the
Carly Schreck, Alaska's news source.
After the break, meet some of the veterans on their way to the nation's capital as part of the first honor flight of the year.
Follow these brave men and women as a grateful community and country pause to say thank you for your service.
Plenty of sunshine in the forecast over the next few days. I'll have more details on that and what we're talking about with limited rainfall. Those details and more. First, sunrise 6:09, sunset 9:47, 15 hours and 38 minutes of daylight.
Now's your chance to see what's known as the Devil Comet in the night sky, as it only comes around every 71 years this week when it's at its brightest, but it'll still take some effort to spot.
Yeah, experts say the best thing to do is look down and left from Jupiter, though it's visible right now with the naked eye. A telescope or even binoculars will make it much easier to see, although here living in Alaska and going into our summers. Sure we see a really dark night sky.
We have more daylight now, but Aaron, when it is dark, will it be clear enough to see?
Yeah, shouldn't be able to see it through the overnight hours as we're still seeing some of that light on the horizon as we don't have true nighttime here in South Central anymore. The darkest we do get is astronomical twilight. Now, with that said, we're still seeing some pleasant weather and those clearer skies. You can see a beautiful sunset yesterday evening. We're talking about those clear skies staying with us and watching as that sun's setting, noticing just how beautiful it is through the overnight hours. Now, we are seeing some limited cloud coverage this morning for inland areas of South Central, but overall, we are expected to see another day of some sunny weather. We saw that record high set back on 420, and then you can see as we went yesterday, we warmed back into the 50s as well. This is our second day this season of seeing those temperatures in the 50s, and for the foreseeable future, we're going to be chasing the lower 50s. We may warm back into the lower 50s later today, even seeing the potential for some mid to upper 50s in the MatSU Valley. Waking up this morning, we are seeing a temperature of 35 in Anchorage, 25 in McGrath, 14 degrees in Dead Horse out towards southeast. We've got the temperatures in the 30s and the 40s. And then still holding on to that active weather as you head out towards western Alaska, as well as through the Bering. And that's all thanks to our ridge of high pressure that's influencing our weather here for not only South Central, but southeast. That is keeping that system back out over the open waters of the Bering and really preventing it from having any movement. So expect to see some rain showers, may even see some areas of wintry mix out towards western and southwest Alaska, even seeing the potential for some breezy conditions that will stick around through the remainder of the day. But here across South Central, we do have that ridge of high pressure. That's going to continue to lead to that sunny weather. We're going to remain on the drier side, and we're talking about those highs again warming into the 50s. We could even see some afternoons where those temperatures make a run above about 53 to 54 degrees. And that's going to be on those days where we have more of that sunshine. We are expecting to see mostly cloudy skies returning by Friday, but by this weekend and on into next week, We will see the return to those partly cloudy conditions. So today may be a day to get outside, go for a bike, may even bike into work, as it is a pleasant afternoon that we are going to see again. Slightly cool this morning, but we are going to see those temperatures return back into the 50s later today, and limited cloud coverage can be expected, at least for inland areas of South Central. Out towards the Kenai, we will hold on to some cloud coverage through the day. May see some isolated activity through the southern inner channels this afternoon, but for the most part, expect dry weather continuing for the Panhandle as well. And we'll see those temperatures for you also topping out into the 50s. Now, by week's end, this is why we're going to see increasing clouds. We are going to open the door for some coastal showers. Inland locations, though, we're just going to see some increasing cloud conditions. Not expecting to see any rain in the forecast outside of just a spot shower. You can see those temperatures across southeast breaking into the 50s. The warm spot, Haynes, at 58 degrees. We've got some coastal clouds today with those temperatures warming into the upper 40s and lower 50s. May see some light breeze later this afternoon, 48 in Valdez, 51 degrees in Golcana. There's those temperatures in the valley breaking into the mid-50s later this afternoon. So get outside, soak up that sunshine, go for a bike ride or a hike. It's going to be beautiful. Clouds thicken up by week's end, and then you can see partly cloudy skies return into the weekend and next week with daily highs warming into the lower 50s.
Looks good. All right. Thanks, Aaron. Well, thanking Alaska veterans for their service to our country, that is the purpose behind the Honor Flight program.
For the first time in 2024, Alaska veterans are headed to Washington, D.C. Photojournalist Kim Danke has their story.
Ready. One, two, three. Fantastic.
This is Honor Flight. We take veterans twice a year back to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials. It is an amazing program. Our veterans deserve much more than we can give. We enjoy the freedoms that we have because of what they did. And it's a small way for us to give back to them.
It's a good thing. It makes me feel good.
It's overwhelmed a little bit with all this stuff here. But this is it's exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service.
Most of our veterans, after they served and they came home, nobody said thank you. They went, they served, they came home. And many of them, unfortunately, their reception when they came home was not a good reception. And we're trying to change that. We are grateful for what they did. And I believe we have one Marine, and he's holding his own. He's 94, and in fact, he has quite a story about that, but he's from Cake, Alaska.
The generals came by me and said, Marvin, you're an Alaska Native, you know your way around. We want you to go to North Korea and China. It's because they're talking about a big force to come over, South Korea, you know. Do you think you can do it? I said, yes, I can do it.
Excited for your trip?
I am.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think everybody else is as well.
Okay.
It provides an opportunity for them to also heal. A lot of times they've lost companions. They didn't get a chance to say goodbye. They're gone. So this gives an opportunity to go back, you know, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, to see those memorials and experience that with their fellow comrades in arms. So it's an astounding program.
The group will return to a hero's welcome this Saturday around 2 p.m. at the airport.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Click subscribe so you can get the latest podcasts from Alaska's news source automatically and stay up to date with breaking news and in-depth reporting available for free 24/7 with the Alaska's news source app.